All right, we are live again with another Instant Reaction podcast. As all of our podcasts are, this show is also brought to you by Prize Picks, which is the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS Media. Download the app today, put in the code CLNS, and they will do a first deposit match up to $100. So, Matt, the Patriots are on the board at the top of the fourth round, and they do exactly what everyone wanted them to do again, which is take another interior offensive lineman. The sexy pick is what we're looking for.
No, I think we talked about it yesterday with the Caden Wallace pick, and I think it's brought up again here. New England had some question marks at the interior offensive line coming into the season. Some guys we thought could start, but were not locked into those roles. And I think it's pretty clear with the investments. Caden Wallace, a guy they think can play four spots anywhere but center. Layden Robinson, a guy who can play either guard spot for you. They clearly are not satisfied with the play that they got from Cole Strange and from City So and from Antonio Mafi on the interior of that line last year. You're trying to protect a rookie quarterback. I like it. I think this is a bit of a reach, but we're also at a point in the draft where the reaches bother me a little bit less. The talent flattens out here. So he's experienced. He's athletic. He's a mauler. There's still work to do. He's an older guy. I'm not like super in love with the pick. But I just can't get mad about taking offensive linemen when you just picked a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and listen, you're not wrong about that. I think the hard thing for people to swallow, the hard pill for people to swallow is that you drafted three interior offensive linemen last year in day three. And we looked at it and thought, okay, we're turning the page this year and we have interior offensive linemen depth and so on and so forth. The problem is that what you have to remember is that last year Bill Belichick was running the draft. How does Elliott Wolf and Gerard Mayo feel about those guys in the interior? Yeah, it's great. You have bodies there, but can they play? Right. And I think this is a pretty clear sign when you have a good, and again, I'm not sure, if they were in on Troy Franklin, who Denver jumped them to draft. I'm not sure if they were in on Jatavion Sanders, who went number one, in the fourth round here. So I don't know if they would have taken either of those guys. But you have to look at it and say, hey, look, they're targeting their players that they want. They're going after guys and they're getting them. Would I have preferred Tanner Bordellini in this spot? Yes. And I think Tanner Bordellini could get a little bit later. But if I'm talking about an interior offensive lineman that I think can play and can play well and can back up a ton of different spots, Tanner Bordellini was my pick for interior offensive lineman. He's fine. But he doesn't excite me. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean he won't be good. It's just not a guy that it seems like another guy that has a little bit of a higher floor, but a little bit of a lower ceiling. And that's fine, right? And again, these guys weren't drafting last year. So you took three guys last year. Doesn't mean they think they're good. Obviously, they don't think they're that good if they're out there drafting more guys again in the interior of the offensive line.
And the three guys they drafted last year, one, Jake Andrews, essentially never played. I thought he looked good in the season finale, but basically never saw him. Antonio Mafi was not good when he played. In City So was fine. One of the better graded rookie guards by PFF. A lot of that was his run blocking grade. His pass blocking grade was awful. That was an area where there was room to grow. I do think another interesting part of this that we haven't talked about is when they drafted City So last year, they thought he was going to be a tackle. That's what they wanted from him. And if they look at this and, we've talked about City So, could he move back to tackle? Another guy that you think can move positions potentially, Cole Strange was talked about maybe as a center at points in the process. David Andrews nearing retirement. If you've got parts of there at guard or you think you might move around, this pick also makes a ton of sense there. You said high floor, low ceiling prospect. I kind of like that here because the floor on the offensive line last year was awful. Like those first three, 4 weeks of the season, the line was just unplayable. You couldn't do anything offensively because of that. And I think making sure that never happens again is a good thing. Like I said, this guy's experienced. Brandon Thorne says 3-year starter, 33 career starts at right guard, 11 last season. They have a run scheme that does inside zone, duo, counter, and power with a little outside zone, which is probably what we're going to see in New England this year with a little bit more outside zone than he saw in Texas A&M. He's a big dude. He's got a big chest. He's a very powerful blocker. He can win in the running game because of it. And he's very stout in pass protection. Like he anchors well. He has some work right. to do technique-wise in pass protection. He has work to do with passing off stunts and twists. But he's a big-bodied guy who can, you know, hold on when he gets his hands on you. So in some ways, this reminds me of Antonio Mafi. They probably just like this guy better. And, you know, I don't hate the idea of moving on. And it's an old regime that drafted those guys. Just because they liked those guys last year might not mean anything when it comes to future evaluations here as well.
And that's totally true. Yeah, that's totally true. And you know, he's a guy that, I mean, he's got long arms. He's almost 35-inch arms. You know, he's a big kid. And look, you know, and you were reading from Brandon Thorne, the Beast says, you know, Robinson plays with a rugged physical demeanor and the play strength to stay connected, but his middling mirror skills in protection will be targeted by NFL pass rushers. He has a chance to provide depth for a power-based scheme in the NFL. He has him as a fourth to fifth round grade. And again, it depends what you read, right? Some people are saying, oh, he's like a seventh round pick. And it's like, no, he's not. Like, he's not that – it's not that much of a reach. Is it a super exciting pick? No. And I think you draft Drake May – number three, and you're like, all right, let's put the weapons around him. Let's do this. Let's get that. And it's like, yes, but we also need to make sure our offensive line is significantly better than it was last year. And so you draft Caden Wallace. Yes, you know, last night, can he play left tackle? Can he not? I don't know. But you're trying to build this offensive line, and so you're adding to your depth inside. And I think Laydon Robinson is a guy that – they expect to compete for that right guard job in camp. And whether he wins it or not, I don't know. But I think that they expect him to compete for that job in camp. And then we'll see where it goes from.
Yeah. And I had tweeted out my list of what I wanted for New England. This goes back to yesterday afternoon. For the rest of this draft, I wanted one offensive tackle, one interior offensive lineman, one defensive back, and two pass catchers of any kind. Well, we've hit the offensive tackle. We've hit the interior offensive lineman. Now we got one of the pass catchers. They got a pick coming up probably in a couple of minutes here at 110 with potentially some pass catchers on the board, definitely some defensive backs on the board that I like. And we'll see where they go. I don't think Troy Franklin was on their board, honestly. I don't think he's a guy Elliott Wolf would even consider just because of the weight on him. So the Patriots were ever missing out on that.
I will tell you, our guy Coach Williams on Twitter, he said that he had some juicy information that he got a text from someone that he trusted. And the person they trusted told him that they were taking Troy Franklin if he was there at 103. And so that's one of the reasons why Denver jumped up and took him.
Okay. Now that is interesting to me. So maybe they did like Franklin. JT Sanders is still on the board. I don't really like him that much. J.J. Sanders isn't on the board.
J.J. Sanders is gone, and Theo Johnson just went as well.
Theo Johnson. I think would be really interesting at 110 for New England is Johnny Wilson from Florida State. They like size. He's a really interesting player. He's a one-of-one athlete.
That's interesting.
Nobody likes him. Some people say he's a big slot. Some people say he's an X receiver. Some people say he should switch to tight end. He's 6'7" at wide receiver, and he's got a crazy catch radius. One of my buddies, Jordan Lauby, compared him to Marquez Valdes-Scantling because he's big and he's got long arms and he can stretch the field, and then he'll have some of the most inexplicable drops you've ever seen.
So we'll see. I do agree. Like, go with someone. Johnny Wilson, as you said, one of one. He's just a guy that they don't make him like that usually. And so, you know, I'm interested to see where they go. 110, they also might trade back because remember now, they don't have a pick between 110 and 180. So they might want to move back as well. So, all right, that does it here for us on Laydon Robinson. And we're going to be back probably at 110, maybe later on if they move back. But thanks for tuning in again. And we'll be back again every time the Patriots pick. We'll be back, and I'll be putting it up as a podcast almost immediately as well. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you maybe in just a minute.